You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, every year there's a maybe point of emphasis on certain things. Can you give us what those will be this year?
Well, the last couple of years, we call them points of clarification. Okay. But, there's nothing new, I would say. I mean, you know, still want to protect the quarterback. Just work out some of the new bugs. We want to get some of the, as it relates to the personal fouls and things like that, or things that are non-football situation and sportsmanlike. But there's no real specific thing that they say, hey, we want to focus on. But it's been consistent over the years.
And then I know the new rule is, you could clarify for fans, how it's going to work with the measurement system. I know you guys are still spotting the ball, but then after that, there is a mechanical mechanism that comes into play, electronic, right?
Sure, yep. Okay. So, it's basically, what's going to happen is we won't have the chains out, right? So the chains are not going to be there. But if we get a situation where the line of gain is threatened or a team wants to call for a measurement, then what we call it is a virtual measurement. So the ball will be placed. The systems will take a picture of where the ball is in relation to the line of game, and they will provide us that information. So there will be no more of us, pulling the chains out, holding it down, and showing. I think, from my understanding, it'll show on the big board, and everyone will see it at the same time.
So if you're watching at home, do you know, maybe you don't know this, if I'm watching at home, do I see like a red line shoot? Do I just see...
Yeah, I have no idea from a network standpoint how they're going to display it.
How will you know? They're going to tell you?
Yes, right. So I'll know, because they're going to know right away what the information is. So they'll communicate that to us, and then from my understanding, they'll show it in the stadium. So I think I'll find out just ahead of everyone else finding out in the stadium.
Will you wait and allow there to be drama of the reveal before you?
But yeah, I wouldn't make the announcement before they show it.
Okay.
So yeah. So we're going to sync that up. But to be honest, I haven't seen one, but we're all going to have some to work through in the preseason. So we'll all get an opportunity to work through the virtual measurement.
Will there still be a chain crew on the sideline?
There'll be personnel there, but it won't be a chain like it used to be, yeah.
There'll still be two red markers, but nothing.
Yeah, two red markers, right, exactly. Yeah.
So the players will know the line to gain by still
correct,
having
the red markers. So yeah, we'll still mark that, but no more bringing the chains out and this, that, and the other. So...
How difficult was, or if not, last year, watching the kickoffs and lining up and who's moving too early, who's not? What was that process like for you guys?
You say how difficult? It really wasn't.
Was it not at all?
Yeah, it wasn't difficult. It was just a change. Every year there's always changes that we have to deal with. So it wasn't difficult. As we know, it's a safer play. So it was just an adjustment, just, with – getting everyone used to players not moving before the ball had touched the ground or hitting the landing zone. So I think everyone adjusted well. I know it looks a little bit odd as it relates to from a fan standpoint. You'll hear some of that, but overall it was just another football play for us.
The expansion of replay assist, what kind of tool is that for the on-field officials?
Well, it helps us in situations get the call correct. Replay assist is, there for when we throw a flag and, in this most cases it's personal fouls if it's not there. So whether it's a tripping foul or a face mask or horse collar or you know, hit to the head of a defenseless receiver, things of that nature, they'll be able to assist and say, hey, either there was no contact, there was no grasp of the face mask, there was no horse collar, there was no trip, and be able to help us get that information corrected pretty quickly so it doesn't interrupt the game.
John, you were on the field for the AFC Championship, you're the alternate last year, right, for the Bills and Chiefs?
Correct, yes.
The play that everyone got up in arms and around here was the quarterback sneak, where it seemed like every replay angle was blocked out that we saw. Without referring to that play specifically, what is the mechanism or the burden of proof for allowing replay to overturn something? And how much opportunity do you guys have to extrapolate or kind of use common sense to figure out maybe where a ball is or help make a call without necessarily seeing it overtly on a screen?
I mean, the thing is, the point of having video evidence or video replay there is to have indisputable video evidence, which is a word we don't use anymore. But if it's we can't go off of our opinions. We have to have video to be able to support it. And if we don't have the video to support it, then we can't reverse it. And that's just how we've always gone with the video. There are situations like, yeah, you probably scored, but if the video don't support it, can't reverse it. So,
Sean, is there still an emphasis on the defensive lineman holding on a running play, on an offensive running play? Is that still an emphasis? You think that will be an emphasis for this upcoming season?
It's always something that we're looking at. That's where the back judges, we've kind of changed our mechanics a few years ago, where the back judges started off looking at the nose tackle and then that A gaps to have some presence there for those situations. Once we moved the umpire behind the offense, we kind of lost that coverage, but now the back judges now look at that. So I think they do a really good job in calling that. And but it's not a new points of emphasis or anything like that. It still should be officiated the same that it's been over the last few years.
How is that determined? That is a penalty. That's a hold.
Well, you want to see some material restriction. You want to see that the defender is taking something away from that offensive player. So if that offensive player is potentially trying to get to the next level, or he's, you know, his feet are being taken away or something like that, those are the things that they're trying to look for.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.